a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
It is a good day to get gone, January 3rd, 2014. That's still getting hard for me to say. Jennifer Horn in for Doug Steffen today. Ken Kessler with me. Michael Fortier helping us keep everything together. Now, Ken, you probably know better than I where Dougie is right now at this exact moment. He's taking one of his famous cross-country treks again. Is he Nashville, maybe?
I think Nashville was the hope that he was going to get to Nashville, but it's been radio silence. Since he left the show yesterday.
That's very curious.
I don't know where he is.
Usually we hear from him. Maybe we should be worried. Well, you know.
Well, I'm pretty sure if anything had gone wrong, we would have heard.
We would have heard something. I know the last email I got from him was about 10 o'clock yesterday morning, so, I don't know. Michael, he left Radio America. He was with you at our home studio yesterday in Washington, D.C. Did he get out of there before the storm came?
Yeah, he left right after the show around 10, and I don't think we started seeing significant snowfall till later in the afternoon.
Well, there you go. All right, and that is probably the biggest story of the day. I made a little joke yesterday that, they're just naming the storm Hercules. It's not going to be that bad, but it really did dump a lot of snow on the Northeast yesterday. Hopefully you are safe if you're in the area affected, but it was the Midwest and Northeast, blizzard-like conditions and freezing temps pretty much all day and into today even, up to 10 inches snow possible in New York City today, and it looks like temperatures in the teens and dropping maybe between 5 and 8 degrees in the evening. That's really, really cold, Ken, especially for us California folks who are used to it being, I don't know, like 80 lately. So you've been tracking the storm because you are our meteorologist, wink, wink. What are some of the totals that you found out?
No, it's 5 inches in Central Park early this morning, 6 in Philadelphia, and in Boston near Doug's farm, 13.5.
Wow. He's really lucky he got out of there then when he did. And it looks like it's been kind of a nightmare for travelers. 1,800 flights have already been canceled due to the weather. Forecasters say that a second wave of icy weather expected to hit the country's midsection by this Sunday. That'll affect the upper Midwest, like Kentucky, over to Tennessee. So Doug did the right thing getting out of here in time. So we're glad. Hopefully he'll be safe. And hopefully you all are safe out there traveling.
If you are flying anywhere today or were thinking you were going to be flying anywhere, even if you're nowhere near the area where the storm is going on, the ripple effects are probably going to get you because Chicago has thousands, just Chicago itself has thousands of flights canceled and delayed, and it's going to go from there to virtually every airport in America.
Yeah.
When
those big hubs get hit with weather and there's all those cancellations, it affects everybody's travel. And it's interesting to watch it all on social media. I've seen so many people taking pictures of those canceled flight signs, you know, the ones that make your heart kind of skip a beat when you need to get somewhere. Lots of those little flight tracker signs with the flights canceled. But you know what? Even if it's a couple day delay and it means your safety, it's so much better. There was one person last night, actually a pretty famous figure in talk radio, who was in New York yesterday, and his flight was canceled, but then they changed it around. They just, within an hour, they had the flight back scheduled again, and he was back in Atlanta. So there are those little holes when they can catch you and get you out when it's safe, when the storm clears for a little while anyway. So be careful. Check it if you're traveling. Give yourself lots and lots of extra time. People that won't be traveling, because I think they're staying home to celebrate Oklahoma University. Ken and Michael, the Sugar Bowl yesterday. Alabama was supposed to win. They were favored, I think, and it just was wah, wah, wah for them. Oklahoma won the Sugar Bowl. Did you see the game, Michael?
No, that was on too late for me.
It was past your bedtime.
You're way past my bedtime. 8 o'clock. Jeez.
What are you thinking? I know. Now, did you, but it was, Oklahoma was the underdog for sure, right?
Oh, yeah, significant underdog, and starting a quarterback that hadn't played much this year. But he lit him up.
He lit him up, and it was a good game. It was fun to watch everybody on the sideline. Toby Keith was there on the sideline for Oklahoma. Catherine Webb was, of course, on the Alabama side. Oklahoma, the final score there was 45-31. And I guess, like you said, the big story was the quarterback in the game, because the coach, Bob Stoops, for Oklahoma declined to announce who would start. And then when the quarterback Knight took the field on the Sooners' first possession, Alabama's defenders couldn't have anticipated what was in store for them. So it was a big game, and it was the 80th annual Sugar Bowl. I don't know, guys. I know I should like college sports more than I like professionals. I will watch the Super Bowl. I don't do all the little college sports things. There's just too much to keep up with.
Well, next year's the playoff, so that'll make it easier for you.
Is that better?
That'll be easier.
I like college football up until I grew up in ACC country in North Carolina, so up until my team ends up with no hope of postseason play, I'm interested. And then once they're done, I'm
then
okay.
You're done.
They're about week three fade out.
Yeah.
I think that was a slam, Ken.
It was this year.
Maybe that's what it is. If you don't have a horse in the race in college football, it's harder to get into. I went to a school where the football team was horrifying, the Matadors. Cal State Northridge. You never see them do anything, right? So it was, you know, it's just harder to follow, I guess. I don't know. But at least you were mentioning, Ken, at least this one's still called the Sugar Bowl. Does it have sponsorship attached, do we decide? Is it Allstate?
Yeah, it is. I thought it was just, people seem to refer as the Sugar Bowl. I thought this one had escaped it. You know how all the other ones, the Peach Bowl is now the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and they're all corporate sponsors. But this is the Allstate Sugar Bowl now.
Hmm. At least they haven't changed it to like Stevia or something, you know. Nutrasweet. Since sugar is no longer good for us.
It's the Splenda Bowl.
It's the Splenda Bowl on CBS. All right. Also in the news today, this is huge, you guys. The marijuana sales in Colorado. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. The first of the year brought this first day of recreational marijuana sales in Colorado, right? There were lines around the block, eight-hour lines. Some people were saying they got in line at 2 o'clock in the morning to be first to buy pot for the first time. There was the Marine who was there doing the first ceremonial buy. Well, do you know that the first day, just that first day, January 1st, of recreational marijuana sales in the state of Colorado brought in more than $1 million in recreational and medical pot sales? $1 million. That is a lot of money. It'll be interesting to see how, if those numbers go down or if they continue to rise. I don't know if maybe that was just the first day and everybody was up, but that's a significant amount of revenue for the state and for a lot of people ponying up that money to get the pot. And you mentioned yesterday, Kenny, it was like $50-something was the first sale, I think. How much are people spending?
I think it was 59 and change. And there are all kinds of, just like when you buy cigarettes, there are all kinds of taxes included in that. And I would bet that lots of states, like California, that are having financial problems are looking at this and going,
Yeah, they're going to see this as the big
change. $1 million that first day.
Yeah, this is actually absolutely the next. Washington will go next. Their sales will begin later this year. And then, you know, who knows? I mean, we've got medical marijuana already legal in 18 other states. So that's it's a big deal. This is a way for states to make money. And we've kind of touched on a little bit. It makes me uncomfortable for some reason. I know it's just because it's been illegal my entire life. So it's a little uncomfortable for me to see it being legal. People can just walk into a store. But at the same time, so many people are already doing it. Why not tax it? Try to make some money for the state. It's not like you're going to see this if you walk into Rite Aid. They have these dispensary stores. So maybe it's not such a bad idea. I know, Ken, we posted yesterday on Facebook that there's some comments. So let's get to those when we come back here in a couple of minutes. It's 16 past here on Good Day.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
The Guitar Center New Year's clearance event presents an important message.
Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you can resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 to 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
It is going on now. Doug Steffen's good day. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen out and on the road fighting the weather and the elements to drive cross country. He left Washington, D.C. yesterday. We have not heard from him yet, but he is expected to be in California by Sunday. So safe travels there, Dougie. Now, and we were talking about this, the marijuana sales in Colorado reaching $1 million just on their first day in business. And I know we have some comments over on our Facebook page. What's going on over there at facebook.com/Good Day Show?
Susan says, we are going to have a country full of lazy, out-of-their-minds fat losers.
Interesting. I don't disagree. I don't disagree with her. Well, that's exactly, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, remember him? Running for president, yeah. Very big pundit. He's on all the news channels now. He released a video yesterday saying the same thing, that this sets precedent for people to think it's okay to just sit at home and smoke, and to, because it does make you lazy. Pot, it does slow you down, makes you want to sit at home and take a nap and eat, allegedly. Okay, what else is there?
So I've heard. Ken, a different Ken, mm-hmm. Ken says, I have mixed feelings. My poison is coffee and nothing more, but I like the idea of taxing the stuff if the government would use the money more wisely.
Right, instead of just creating more infrastructure. That is the key. And that's, you know, and that's where my quandary, between those two comments, that's exactly where I fit, because I'm not a pot smoker. I don't love it when people, you know, I do think it makes people lazy, but at the same time, if you can bring in revenue, who, you know, people are doing it anyway, you might as well make some cash. I don't know. Chime in facebook.com/Good Day Show. Let us know what you think, or 888-302-DOUG. It's 21 past on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's
running? Was she old enough to ride in a taxi cab when she did this song by herself?
My girl's not around me.
This is Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA. And I have to admit, it's kind of catchy. This is before she went kind of crazy, I think. This is still when she was just on that borderline of being a little too inappropriate for her age.
Yeah.
And the Britney song was on. Come on. All right, it is the Good Day Show. Doug Steffen out today. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in with you. And the reason we're playing a little Miley is because she was definitely, I think we could agree, Ken, maybe a little overexposed in more ways than one in 2013. Yeah. And our poll today at DougSteffen.com is, which celebrity or celebrities would you like to hear less about in the new year, in 2014. The first choice, Miley Cyrus. We just heard from her. Next, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Also a little overexposed last year. I would agree with that. The rest of the Kardashians at number three on the list. Duck Dynasty also represented. Of course, they've been in the news quite a bit in the last few weeks. And then you can vote for other or all of the above. At this point, you know, I still like those Duck Dynasty guys. I've got to go with the Kardashians and Miley. I'd like to pick A, B, and C. Can we vote more than once, Ken?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. Now,
very scientific.
It is very scientific, this poll. I'm actually casting my vote right now, and so far it is 23% in favor of Miley Cyrus. She is leading, 25% all of the above. So apparently we want to see all of them go away. Now, Ken, you have the story over at the website, DougSteffen.com, today about Duck Dynasty launching its own line of guns. And these look so cool. Okay, I hate to jump on the Duck Dynasty platform here for a second, but if you go to the website and you see these guns, they're camouflage guns. They're like designed all cool and hip. So what's the story?
Phil Robertson got together with the guys at Mossberg. I don't know who initiated it, but this happened earlier. I'm sure it was months ago, but they started releasing videos one a week for the past month on YouTube about this collaboration and the Duck Dynasty guns. That's, they say family, faith, ducks on the On the gun. Yeah.
Family faith in ducks. So, okay, so this has been in the works for the last couple of months. Now, interesting that there was all this hullabaloo with A&E releasing this footage. You think there's a little conspiracy action going on here?
I find it hard to believe that there isn't, that this didn't get mentioned at all, and A&E was so outraged about Phil Robertson, but they played Duck Dynasty marathons every day, and then just over a week later, he's back, everything is fine, and it's all in the news, and now, by the way, Duck Dynasty guns at your local Walmart.
Wow. Now, we have some audio from some, are these ads advertising these guns, or what is it?
They're 39-second little vignettes or ads that are on YouTube. I don't think these are on TV at all.
All right, Michael, do we have that? Can we take a listen?
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they've been endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Those are rights that no government can take from you. To live, be free, and pursue happiness. You know what makes me happy, ladies and gentlemen?
Guns.
To blow a Mallard Drake's head smooth off.
Excuse me. All right.
Duck call at the end gets me, too.
Are you with me here? Do you ever get mad at getting played? I'm telling you, you fall into these fake conspiracies. And everything that we get outraged about, I mean, I wasn't outraged about this one, but anyway, that you get outraged about, they're all created. It's so crazy. All right, chime in. Let us know what you think on this one. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We'll post those YouTube videos. It's 28 past on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fat or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fat or Friction. Vehicles with lots of miles can benefit from specially formulated oil. Fat. Yes, the aging process affects vehicular bodies, just as it does human bodies. Our parts wear and our valves harden. Same with your vehicle. Just think about the extreme heat, friction, and oxidation your engine is subjected to as it racks up miles and months. So if your vehicle's odometer tops 75,000, look for oil specifically formulated to revitalize, like Royal Purple's new HMX High Mileage Motor Oil. HMX is fortified with robust zinc phosphorus anti-wear additives and Royal Purple's Centerlec technology to minimize wear, revitalize hardened seals, and restore lost engine performance. When choosing oil for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com and pick up Royal Purple at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Bobby Likas. Just calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Americans are outspoken when it comes to choice, so why not at the pump? Opponents claim that drivers will be confused with choices like E15 and E85. This objection is confusing, as studies show that Americans do want a choice. Soon, blender pumps will empower consumers to tailor fueling options to include the ethanol level best suited to their needs. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Good day to be exact, but Doug is gone today. He's out. He's on the move and traveling across the country trying to beat the storm, which seems to be his usual fate when he starts traveling. It's like the Mother Nature hears when Doug Steffen is planning a cross-country trip and brews up one of the biggest storms ever. But it's okay, because Jennifer Horn here, in for him, Ken Kessler joining me, Michael Fortier in the studios in Washington, D.C. And if you live on the West Coast, count your blessings today, because I don't want to brag, Ken, but it's going to be 79 degrees in Los Angeles today. And in San Diego, where you are, what is it going to be? 82
today.
A chance of a cloud, maybe? Is that right?
No, we were worried about that yesterday, but that's gone away, so we dodged that bullet.
You dodged that bullet.
So. Sunny
we sound smug. People are throwing things at the radio right now. But if you are on the East Coast or if you are in the Midwest, there's this massive nor'easter, is what they call it, this massive snowstorm that's just wreaking havoc across the whole, I mean, that whole middle to eastern part of the country. It's just dropping inches and inches of snow. It's, I mean, total
22 states.
Is that crazy?
Affected.
And it's cold.
1 million people.
The temperatures are in the teens today. It's going to drop into like 5 degrees today, tonight in New York City. 18 inches of snow expected in New England today. 1,800 flights have already been canceled. That's already, not just counting today. So if you do have travel plans, give yourself lots of extra time. Because even if you're not traveling to those areas that are affected, with hubs like Chicago and New York getting in trouble with snow, you could be in for some delays at least, or some flight cancellations. So make sure you check. And of course, if you're driving, be really safe out there. this affects a huge area. The Midwest by Sunday will be affected, Kentucky, Tennessee. So there is a second wave of that weather that's going to be coming through. So be safe out there. Also, people that don't want to see probably another little inch of ice are those 52 passengers that were on that Antarctic ship. And you know what I think is funny about these guys? You know, they went out there to prove that the ice caps were melting, to prove that global warming exists. And, oops, they got stuck in an ice cap. I guess global warming wasn't as far advanced as they thought. But we thought they were rescued yesterday, Ken, and then you just told me that they haven't been. They're in trouble again. What happened?
Right. There is a Chinese icebreaker ship and an Australian icebreaker that were both heading toward them. I think they got on the Australian one, but both of those other ships are now stuck in the ice as well. So all three of the ships are stuck in the ice, and all the rescued people that are on the Australian ship now, they're stuck once again.
Do you laugh a little? The global warming thing, the fact that they were trying to prove that they're all stuck. Get out your hair dryers, everybody. Like you do in the freezer.
They're all safe.
Right.
They're all safe. It doesn't seem, it's not a tragedy in the making. So I feel okay about laughing about it.
Being a little smug and laughing a little. Just a little giggle.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, and also yesterday, or actually not yet, it's already the third day. On the 1st, January 1st, we launched some new laws in this country, and one of those places that launched something really big and brand new was Colorado, Ken. They were the first state to legalize recreational marijuana shops. They opened in Colorado on Wednesday, and sales were crazy. They made $1 million just in the first day alone.
Wow.
In profit for the state. It's a big deal. There were lines everywhere. People were getting in line at 2 o'clock in the morning. You do have to be 21 years old to purchase pot, but it brings up a question. Is this good, or is it a great thing that we're monetizing something that people already do? Or is it something that's going to just contribute to people being kind of lazy? Maybe, you know, there's already the theory that we've gotten kind of lazy, complacent, and addicted to the system. Is this just going to add to it? Al from Eugene wants to chime in on that. You can too at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Or you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. The debate is heating up over there as well. And Al from Eugene, we lost him. All right, let's go to Harold over in Sun Valley. It sounds not so cold in Sun Valley. Harold, good morning. Do we have Harold? All right. Doesn't sound like we're doing
it. Hands isn't working yet.
Uh-oh. All right. We've got a little phone issue. We've been having technical issues this year. 2014 is the year of the technical issue. But we'll get the phones working. 888-302-DOUG. Harold in Sun Valley, good morning.
This is Harold from Sun Valley, King 3. And Jennifer, I love your show. You and Ben are doing a good job.
Ken, I think. You mean Harold.
I like you both. I just wanted to talk about the Duck Man. It seems like your boss, Doug, is always very much bunched up about Phil the Duck Man, and he's just putting everybody on. I enjoy the show, and I enjoy Duck, and I think that the Duck Man is a good show, and then Doug sometimes gets a little too carried away.
Well, I you bring up a good point, Harold. Doug does not love Phil Robertson, and mostly for the comments that he made about the gay lifestyle. And, you know, he's outspoken. He's an outspoken person. He's a media personality that goes out there and talks about the Bible first. But Ken and I were just talking about this. They knew that they were going to launch these guns, Harold. They knew that this was going to happen. So do you think this was a false controversy? Do you think we were played?
I got a big kick out of that commercial you played because it seemed like they were just getting ready to make money by selling someone has shotguns. And it makes it laughable, and don't get all upset about it. I'm glad you talked about it.
Okay, well,
And I agree with you on the potheads out there. I think they should just make money out of them because they just get high and sit around all day and don't do anything.
Well, we will make some money out of them. Thank you, Harold, for the very colorful phone call.
Enjoy your show.
All right. Well, we enjoy your show.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. You can join Harold in conversation, 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. And again, Yes, Ken.
This is an interesting point somebody, Linda, made on our Facebook page, speaking about the marijuana on sale for recreational use in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you can't find a place to smoke a cigarette, a cigar, or a pipe, but now you can smoke weed in public.
I know. It seems a little... She's right about that. It seems backwards, but is that smoke any safer for you? People seem to think that it is. Now, Ray is calling us from Louisiana. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you. What do you think about this legalization?
Well, you know, I'm neither here nor there with it. I quit smoking pot a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back when I was in college, and I was... ages ago, but what I was wondering is how are they going to treat it if a person is driving around, you know, loaded?
Well, you know,
are they going to do it like a driving under the influence as we would with alcohol?
They are, and actually, I was worried about that too, Ray. We have in California, my home state, we have medical marijuana carts. We don't have this recreational thing, although I don't think it's that far off, actually. But what's happening now in the state of California, and I'm sure other states are going to adopt this as well, is when they pull you over, if the police suspect that you're under the influence, they're actually now, instead of doing just a breathalyzer, they're going to swab you on the scene. It'll take 20 minutes for them to determine what you're on. And this means that if you're a drug user, no longer can you just skate. Because it used to be if you didn't blow into a breathalyzer and if you didn't have a blood alcohol level, they could potentially let you go unless they found evidence that you had drugs in your possession or something like that.
Correct.
But now with this swab, it's going to detect marijuana. It'll detect Xanax. It'll detect cocaine and a plethora of other drugs so that those people will now be under the same scrutiny that just drinkers of alcohol will be. So I think that's actually a good thing for me, because one of the things with pot, like Ken was mentioning, it slips through the cracks. People can smoke cigarettes. They can't smoke them out on the street, but you can smoke marijuana on the street. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And I think as the sign of the times, as we change and adopt all these new laws and legalize things, we're going to have to figure out a way to keep everything in check.
Cool. Thank you
very
much. All right.
Thanks, Ray. 888-302-DOUG. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Also, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We're tracking what you think about this. Recreational marijuana, very interesting to watch. See what happens in Colorado. $1 million worth of sales that first day. People standing in line. Now, people have brought up that this actually will be great for the state of Colorado to increase tourism, because people from all over the country are going to want to come and participate. This is like our new Amsterdam. I guess this is Amsterdam, if we're thinking of it like in European terms. And Ken, I was reading over the last couple of days, there's been some stories floating around, I think in USA Today is where I saw this one, about how Colorado's tourism industry is going to start to flourish because they're going to set up these pot tours. In California, we have wine tours. You go to the wine country, you can get on a train. You can take a train through the wine country. You can take buses through the wine country. They'll have different types of walking tours. Well, now it looks like the same thing's going to happen in Colorado, where you can go from different, I guess, pot farm to pot farm, different dispensaries. You can, I don't know if you get to taste and smoke. I guess you would, like tasting wine, you'd go smoke some pot and see which ones you like, because there's different varieties. So that's something that could come out of this for Colorado.
Yeah, there are wine tastings, there are beer tastings in different parts of the country, and I'm sure that, you know, back when Prohibition was going on, that nobody could have imagined that there would be something like that, you know, let alone making it legal, but a wine tasting or a beer tasting where you're just sampling different varieties. But I can certainly see where in the not too distant future we'd have marijuana samplings.
Absolutely.
Whatever they would call it.
It's not so far off. All right, Mike in Indiana wants to chime in on this. Hello, Mike.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The new law in Colorado does not allow you to smoke in public. You guys should research that and already know that. They've said it 1,000 times on the radio yesterday as they announced it. And mm-hmm. I think you should be appalled that they can swab your mouth at any time they want when they pull you over without probable cause, without a search warrant. You're just going to allow yourself to be searched. I think we're going to be a police state before you guys blink your eyes.
So let me ask you this, because as you bring up a good point, Mike, you know, I don't want the government in my personal business, but as someone who doesn't drugs...
You were just fine with it.
But let me just tell you, as someone who doesn't do drugs, I do want some sort of checks and balances, because there's a lot of people out there on the road who are getting pulled over, and if they don't blow into a breathalyzer, they get to go on their way. But let me ask you this.
For 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, however long you want to say, he's always been driving. Marijuana does not, this is the propaganda you've been given all your life, it does not affect your motor skills. This isn't alcohol. It doesn't even affect you the same way. So it doesn't affect your ability. This it's a myth. It is propaganda.
Well, this is what I want to ask you. Do you think that this legalization of marijuana that's going to be sweeping the country, if it hasn't already hit your state, it will get there soon. Do you think that's the government's way of giving you that so that they can inject themselves more into your life by doing these swab tests or whatever else they need to patrol marijuana usage? Would you assume that could be one of the reasons that they're giving this little benefit to us?
I think they're giving it because we're taking something finally. America is standing up and saying no to a prohibition that was put in 1938. It was thrown in after the alcohol prohibition, so they would have something to demonize and attack. This is it's been a farce from the get-go. It's just, you can't take an herb and throw it into a category with all these other pharmaceuticals and call it a drug. The definition, it does not even fit the definition of a drug. It is a seed-bearing plant. What does the Bible say about our seed-bearing plants? Didn't God give me seed-bearing plants for man to use? And then man thinks he's bigger than God, and he's going to just take them back from man?
All right. Interesting perspective from Mike in Indiana. You bring up some very good points. Thank you for your phone call, 888-302-DOUG, or chime in. Let us know what you think about this debate on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
This report brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase. According to an IMF study, about one-third of the U.S. unemployment rate is due to the gap between the skills job seekers have and the skills employers need. J.P. Morgan Chase has launched a new program called New Skills at Work to address this challenge. Using data analysis, partnerships with leading nonprofits, and engagement with local leaders, the initiative will support workforce training programs that directly impact local communities. Peter Scheer, head of corporate responsibility for J.P. Morgan Chase.
So the skills gap is a very serious problem. There are 4 million jobs which remain open in the United States, while 11 million Americans are unemployed. This disconnect is in need of a solution, and J.P. Morgan Chase felt it was our responsibility to step up and do our part. So we're investing $250 million over the next 5 years in a collaborative initiative to analyze and to remedy this gap. We will conduct research that explores local-level workforce challenges and scale training models to meet both the supply and demand sides of this critical problem.
For more information, visit newskillsatwork.com.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
head to Sports Authority for our Clear the Gear event going on now. You'll save up to 70% off original prices when we take an extra 25% off our entire clearance selection. That means you'll find great deals on everything from footwear and apparel to outerwear and more. So hurry in or visit sportsauthority.com to get 25% off already low prices on clearance gear for your favorite sports. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on now.
All right, 2014 brought us a lot of new laws. Check out what they are over at DougStepan.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For a huge chunk of the country, it's a winter wonderland, but you won't hear too many people singing. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For air travelers, it's one of those nightmarish scenarios we try not to think about as we sit there in our cramped seats with the plane already having pulled away from the gate, waiting for takeoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for your patience. We are delayed here on the tarmac, and we're just going to wait a while until the air gets stale, the food runs out, and the toilets back up.
Well, the pilot may not exactly use those words, but this could be happening to plenty of passengers today as snow hammers the Midwest and East Coast. Hundreds of passengers were stuck for hours in planes on the tarmac at Chicago's Midway Airport overnight. Some passengers say they were kept on planes for 4 hours. A Southwest Airlines spokesman says the backup involving about 30 planes began last night because of delays due to heavy snow around the country that started earlier in the day. Southwest Dan Lansen said arriving flights had no place to go because other Southwest planes were filling up all the gates. We're told more delays are likely today because of this huge storm blanketing the eastern third of the country. The snow has combined with high winds and extreme cold in places such as Massachusetts. That state's governor, Deval Patrick, had this to say late yesterday.
time urging the general public to stay off the roads and stay indoors.
As for driving conditions, in a word, treacherous for much of the Midwest and Northeast, Robert Sinclair of the AAA in New York says the AAA is called on for these common occurrences during winter storms.
Flat tires, dead batteries, extrications when people have slid off the road and we have to winch them back on, and lockouts. So many people going out to their vehicle and starting it up and then running back inside. And then a lot of modern vehicles will lock themselves.
Yeah, I've done that a number of times. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. Back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
On Wall Street, stocks pulling back from record highs, the Dow closing the first trading day of the new year down 135 points to 16,441. NASDAQ fell 33 points yesterday, S&P with a 16-point drop. Former First Lady Barbara Bush is said to be in good spirits at a hospital in Houston where she is being treated for a respiratory ailment. A family spokesman, Jim McGrath, said, quote, she's definitely keen to get home to her dogs and to her husband and not in that order, end quote. We're told the 88-year-old Mrs. Bush is being evaluated by doctors day to day and that no timetable has been set for her discharge. And finally, yesterday we were told we could all enjoy a shower anytime from late last night to early this morning. Wait a minute. No, not that kind of shower. Unless, of course, you needed one. But no, we're talking about a meteor shower. The quadranted meteor shower.
The meteor shower right now will be more impressive than usual. We will be passing into the debris field more completely than we normally do.
That is David Silva of the Kitt Peak National Observatory, who told us that late last night, all the way up to dawn this morning, we would be able to see as many as 200 meteors per hour.
As the Earth passes through these debris fields, small pieces of dust up to small stone-sized objects burn up and create the streaks that you see in the night sky.
Mr. Silva also said this meteor shower would hit its peak between 11 p.m. and dawn. So at about 2 o'clock this morning, I went out to take a look. And I was greeted with a blizzard. You see, I'm on Long Island, New York, and the Kitt Peak Observatory, where David Silva works, is in Arizona. He was referring to the lovely viewing visibility above Tucson. The view I had was of snow pellets smacking me in the face. I think I'll take that hot shower now. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Head to Sports Authority for our Clear the Gear event going on now. You'll save up to 70% off original prices when we take an extra 25% off our entire clearance selection. That means you'll find great deals on everything from footwear and apparel to outerwear and more. So hurry in or visit sportsauthority.com to get 25% off already low prices on clearance gear for your favorite sports. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.